the following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 13. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari. Recorded on October 24th, 2012, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tribhir Gunamayair Bhavair. Tribhu Gunamayair Bhavair. Evi Sarvam Midam Jagat. Evi Sarvam Midam Jagat. Mohitam navijanati, mohitam navijanati, mam ebhya param avyayam, mam ebhya param avyayam, tribhir guna mayair bhavair, tribhir guna mayair bhavair, ebhi sarvam midam jagat, ebhi sarvam midam jagat, Mohitam nabhijanati, nabhijanati, mam ebhya param avyayam, mam ebhya param avyayam. Tribhi, three, gunamayai, consisting of the gunas. Bhavai, by the states of being. Abhi, all these. Sarvam, whole. Idam, this. Jagat, universe. Mohitam, deluded. Na abhijanati, does not know. Mam, me. Abhya, above these. Param, the supreme. Avyayam, inexhaustible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Purport. The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Every living entity under the influence of material nature has a particular type of body and a particular type of psychological and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three material modes of nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmanas. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called vaishyas. Those who are completely in ignorance are called shudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in terms of this bodily conception of life, and thus we think that we are American, Indian, Russian, or Brahmin, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that living entities deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities: human beings, animals, demigods, etc. And each and every one of them is under the influence of the material nature. And all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord in his personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in knowledge, even those who are in goodness cannot understand what hope is there for those who are in passion and ignorance. Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature. And those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Zavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Zagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Yadishatarine.
Wow, this is amazing what Prabhupada said here. He said in the very last sentence of the purport, he said, those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated. So what does that mean? If I'm not liberated, what does it mean? It means I'm not truly established in Krishna consciousness.
что я... А, если я освобожден, это значит, что я не освобожден? И тогда значит, вопрос. Значит, я не обладаю осознанием Кришны по-настоящему.
So there's two states of being. You can be liberated or you can be conditioned.
Ты можешь выбирать, ты будешь освобожден или все-таки ты будешь обусловлен.
So if I'm conditioned, that means my Krishna consciousness is not there at all, or is not perfect yet. So all I have to do to become liberated then is make my Krishna consciousness perfect. It's very interesting how Prabhupada described perfect Krishna consciousness in this sentence. Truly established in Krishna consciousness. So, those who are intelligent, they dedicated their lives for becoming truly established in Krishna consciousness. Their every day, their every moment is for this purpose. Then I must become truly established in Krishna consciousness. So one can say, what's the opposite side? Untruly being situated in Krishna consciousness. I mean, how could you be untruly situated in Krishna consciousness? I'll tell you how. Be a show bottle devotee. Being a show bottle devotee. I've got my tilak. I got my neck beads. I got my dhoti. I got my sari. But I'm always thinking about material sense gratification. You see, that's not truly Krishna conscious. So to become truly Krishna conscious means in your heart. That doesn't mean to say that the externals are not important. The externals are important. Why? Because they remind us of Krishna. We dress like Vaishnavas. Because this reminds me that my actual identity is that I am a Vaishnava. Tilak, dhoti, saris, etc. This reminds me of who I am. But if I simply take on the externals, but I don't change my heart, then I'm not really catching the real purpose of the Vaishnava culture. So one needs to go primarily for the internal transformation of consciousness. This is confirmed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yena tena prakarena mana krishnena veshayat sarva vidhi nisheda shor etayor eva kinkara. One should fix his mind on Krishna by any means. All the rules and the prohibitions of the scriptures should be the servants of this principle. So the other practices that we accept are simply to help us fix our minds on Krishna. There are many, many practices. Taking shelter of a spiritual master. Getting initiated. Obeying Guru Maharaj's instructions. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under Guru Maharaj's guidance. Inquiring how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Being prepared to give up anything material for the Lord's service. Residing in a holy place like Vrindavan. Or make your place of residence a replica of Vrindavan. To only deal with material things in as much as is necessary for your service to Krishna. To observe of Kadasi. To worship the Tulsi tree. And there are so many items. That is just a few of them. But the purpose of each and every one of these items is to help you fix your mind on Krishna. If you go through all these items but you don't fix your mind on Krishna, you're missing the point. We have to fix our minds on Krishna. That amazing, beautiful boy who stands there on the bank of the Jamuna, his head bedecked with peacock feather, his transcendental figure tinged with the hue of blue clouds. His unique, loveliness charming millions of cupids. If you study Krishna, it's actually amazing. Brahmaji has very nicely explained in his Brahma Samhita so many wonderful qualities of Krishna. What is that verse? He says that Krishna is an undifferentiated entity. As there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him. And he is present in his fullness. In every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout all the universes. At one and the same time. Yet he possesses the body of a blooming youth. Blooming youth. Like a fresh, young, adolescent boy. So this Krishna has to be really an amazing person. His form is endless. He has no beginning. He is the beginning. His form is not subject to decay. He's one without a second. He has no competitor. He is inaccessible to the Vedas. This person has got to be absolutely amazing, Krishna. You can't conceive of him by mental speculation. It's not possible. The yogis who do the pranayama, you see, that by drilling the respiration, they cannot realize him by pranayama. And the jnanis, they are trying to find out the non-differentiated Brahman. By the process of elimination of the mundane. Extending over thousands of millions of years. But they can't realize what is Krishna. So you can't force your way, or you can't buy your way into Krishna's abode. There's only one way you can become qualified. That is described by Rupa Goswami. Lalyam, greed. We have to be very, very greedy for Krishna. Rupa Goswami very nicely describes this. He says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadikato palab yate tattala yang abhimuyame kalam janmukoti sukritarena lab yate. He says that pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives.
Rupa Goswami говорит, что вот это преданное служение в сознании Кришны не может быть достигнуто, даже если ты совершаешь благочестивую деятельность, занимаешься благочестивой деятельностью на протяжении тысяч и миллионов жизней.
It can be achieved only by paying one price.
Оно может быть достигнуто, если ты заплатишь только одну цену.
Intense greed to obtain it.
Очень сильное желание достичь этого.
Therefore, Rupa Goswami advises.
Поэтому Рупа Госвами советует нам.
If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. This is actually the original Sanskrit for the term Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. It's the Sanskrit for Krishna consciousness. So where do you get it? You have to get it from the pure devotee. You must find the pure devotee of Krishna. Because he possesses Krishna. And the pure devotee can give you Krishna. If you are eager to get Krishna, he will give you. If you're not very interested, he won't give you. But if you're very, very eager, I must have Krishna. Krishna is the only thing that matters to me. And the pure devotee will give you Krishna. You see? So we simply have to find out the pure devotee of Krishna. Surrender ourselves at his lotus feet and beg for the mercy. And then he will give us Krishna. This is called mercy. Prasadam. So this is a very nice present. If we follow this process seriously, we will live with God at every minute. Wherever we may be, at the temple, at home, out on Harinam, out on book distribution, at our job, going to school, even at the dentist's office, we can be associated with Krishna at every minute if we give him our love. And we don't hold anything back. We, Krishna, you can have all of my love. My dear Krishna, please take every last ounce of my love. It's all yours. If one can give their love to Krishna in this way, completely, totally, without holding anything back, Krishna will give you unlimited reciprocation. You can't cheat him because he knows everything. You can't fool him into thinking that you're his devotee. Prabhupada one time said, Krishna doesn't see what you're giving to him. He sees what you're holding back. So don't try to make a show of being a devotee of Krishna. Krishna can see everything. Just clean your heart up. My dear Lord, please make my heart completely clean. Let me have no love except for you, my Lord. That is my prayer. Just honestly beg Krishna to make you his pure devotee. Do you think he will ignore your prayer? If you beg him, Krishna, please bless me, I can become your pure devotee. Do you know that Krishna has been traveling in your heart for millions of lifetimes? He is greatly pained to see how much you are suffering in this material existence. Therefore, he is traveling with you as the super soul, just waiting for that moment when you become serious about surrendering to him. Krishna's mercy is there for everybody. Not just for me or for him, but for everybody. Krishna's unlimited mercy is there for every single jiva soul throughout the vast material existence. You have not been left out of Krishna's mercy. Unlimited mercy is available for you right now. You simply have to grab it. Take that mercy. And your life will become transformed. You become a liberated soul. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Question?
Yes. If one gives all love to Krishna, then what will happen in the family life? The husband will be neglected, and the children will be neglected.
If the wife becomes a pure devotee, what will happen to the husband and the kids? Huh?
If one gives all the love
to Krishna, if one family member gives all their love to Krishna, that means the other family members are left in the cold, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes,
that means if I water the root of the tree, all the branches will go, the leaves and branches will dry up and die, right? If I give all the food to the belly, the other parts of the body will suffer from malnutrition, right? Have you ever heard anybody that died from malnutrition who fed their belly very nicely every day?
Вы видели, чтобы кто-нибудь умирал от того, чтобы наполнял свой живот очень
So anyone who gives their love completely to Krishna, then you become the best husband, the best wife, the best father, the best mother, the best sister, the best brother, the best everything. You become the best Estonian citizen. The best planet Earth citizen. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. Krishna says, I am the best friend of all living entities. So if you become sold out to Krishna, you also become the best friend of every living entity. So for Mayavadis, what you said is true. But not for Vaishnavas. Next question.
Srila Gurudev, we say we come from a background where we're not used to begging. We're not accustomed to begging for things. It's all given to us. How do we learn how to become a beggar?
If we come from a background where we never were begging, then how do we learn to become a beggar for Krishna?
Мы пришли из общества, где не было принято просить у кого-то что-то. И как же тогда нам стать попрошайками у Кришны?
Oh, we have to study Prabhupada's. He's our example.
И все, что нам нужно, это принять пример Прабхупады.
Prabhupada said, I am simply an insignificant beggar.
Прабхупада говорит, на самом деле, я просто незначительный попрошайка.
So we are followers of a beggar.
И мы последователи попрошайки.
That means we have to all become beggars because our leader is a beggar. We are begging that the whole world will take to Krishna consciousness. So, how to become expert in the art of begging? That is taught by Prabodhananda Sarasvati, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He said, here is how you beg. You approach the materialistic man and you bow down at his feet with straw in the teeth. In India, if you have straw in the mouth and you bow down, it's a sign of humility. In America, it's a sign of being a country bumpkin. So it's also a sort of humility, even in America, a straw in the mouth.
You know.
So we say, you bow down with straw in the mouth at the feet of the materialistic man. And you say, my dear sir, you were so glorious. You were so beautiful. Your bodily features are so wonderful. You're highly learned and intelligent. You're the finest taste in the way you dress. Your manners are truly aristocratic. The way you hold yourself, the way you speak, you're truly an aristocrat. In this way, for 100 times you flatter him. In this way, you find that you completely got his attention, you see. His wife is always yelling at him. The kids just want money. And then the dog just wants to take be taken for a walk. But now here's somebody who's glorifying him. Wow, this is pretty unusual. He says, okay, you got my attention now, what do you want? And you say, my dear sir, whatever you have learned in your whole life, kindly forget it. Simply take this book by Prabhupada and you read this book very carefully. You see. So in this way we have to learn the begging method from Prabhupada Saraswati. You have to flatter them and glorify them 100 times. And it's practical. In the art of sales, nobody will want to even hear from you unless they like you. So the first thing you have to do is get them to like you. And then they'll agree to hear from you. So how do you get somebody to like you? Do you tell them that they're a rascal and that's how they'll like you? No, you have to show them that you really like them. And if they feel this person really likes me. Then they will like you. Oh, he likes me. Then I like him also, you see. And if they like you, then they'll say, then they would like to hear from you. Everyone likes to hear from their friends, you see. They understand this person is my friend. Because he likes me. He really does. He likes me. Then they'll want to hear from you. And then you can present our books, you see. So there's a transcendental art of begging. It's not like the beggars in India that come up and beat on your window and you know, say, get out of here, you know. It's not like that. The art of transcendental begging is a fine art. It's like being a musician or an artist. It's a fine art. The art of begging is a fine art. You have to win their love and their affection by your wonderful, loving, affectionate dealings. Your smile, your kindness, your enthusiasm. In this way, they become captivated by you, you see. Actually, these devotees who distribute our books, the full-time book distributors, they're very amazing. Many years ago, we had tons of devotees in the airports in the U.S., before, when I was still legal in the airports. And, you know, in the airports, you had these big CEOs from major corporations, you know, flying through, you know. And they would watch the Hare Krishna book distributors. And they were amazed. Wow, these Hare Krishnas, they really know how to sell. I mean, my sales team isn't this good. And they would offer the devotees jobs. You come and work for me, I'll give you a huge salary. Our devotees were so good, they could sell ice to an Eskimo. So actually, the art of transcendental begging is actually really, really ecstatic. You know. It's one of the great arts of a Vaishnava. Following the tradition of Krishna himself, you see. It's one of the great artists, the art of being a transcendental beggar. So any other questions?
Prabhu is asking, can you please describe what do you mean love? Because is it some kind of spiritual...
Describe what?
What does it mean, love?
What is love?
Okay. So is it some spiritual act or what it is? And it's not always that some people can swim, but is it always that there's people can love?
Love means love of Krishna, actually.
Вопрос заключается в том, что Не могли бы описать, что такое любовь, и да, в общем, и Махараш отвечает.
Love means giving service without expecting anything in return. That's love. If I do something for your benefit, without expecting anything back from you, that is love. You understand? That's love.
Yeah.
So the highest love is to give someone Krishna. If I want to benefit you, if I want to do that which is for your greatest good, I will give you Krishna. Because anything else I might give you, it's only temporary. Let's say I give you 1 billion euros. It will not last forever. You see? Let's say I give you a beautiful wife. She will not be a young, beautiful wife forever. Anything I can give you in this world, it is only temporary. But if I can give you Krishna and the science of how to love Krishna, then that is the ultimate gift that I can give you. Therefore, the highest form of love is to give somebody Krishna consciousness. And that's what we are doing here. We are here to give you Krishna consciousness. Please accept it. Any other questions?
Говорят, что праджалку разрушает бхакти. Но как быть с новоприбывшими людьми, вот, которые только вот пришли в храм? То есть с ними по-любому общаешься на материалистической теме.
It is said that праджалпа is destroying bhakti. But
праджалпа is
destroying bhakti.
Yes.
But how to be with newcomers in temple? Because anyway, sometimes you must speak with them on some materialistic topics.
Yes. You hear their prajalpa, and you turn it into Krishna katha.
You просто превращаете в Кришна катху.
From me, but from him.
Hmm?
I must listen that.
He's saying that, but if I do some prajalpa, I turn it to Krishna katha. But if
someone is talking prajalpa to you, you hear very nicely and transform it into Krishna katha. See, devotee is very expert. You can talk to him about anything. Like, just say, give me some prajalpa and I'll show you.
I was watching a very nice film yesterday.
Watching a very nice film the other day?
Yes.
Oh, really? What was it? What was the movie about?
Seriously, not sure about the film? It was Spider-Man film.
Huh?
Spider-Man. About Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yes.
Really? What do you think Spider-Man's cool?
Actually, I don't know. He looks ugly.
He's ugly?
Yes.
Ah, then why are you watching him if he's ugly?
It's very popular film.
Huh?
It's popular film.
You say outside the mic, I can hear you.
It's popular.
Oh, it's popular. So are you into doing popular things even if they're ugly? Do you go along with the herd?
What, I'm sorry.
Are you a free thinker or do you go along with the herd?
Ты идешь с толпой или ты здравомыслящий человек?
Are you a free thinker, or do you go along with the herd? You said you watch it because he's ugly, but you watched it because he's popular. So I'm asking you, are you a free thinker, or do you go along with the herd?
I don't know.
I couldn't hear what was it?
I was just joking, but I don't know.
You don't know, yeah. Well, it seems to me that you're not really a free thinker. You're just you're like an animal, a dumb animal. So, a human life is not meant to be a dumb animal. Are you happy just being a dumb herd conscious type person? Are you happy being a dumb herd conscious person?
I don't like you, Hare Krishna. So I think I go from here.
Huh?
Okay. I don't like Hare Krishna. They offend me. I think I go from temple somewhere.
Why did you come here in the beginning? Huh?
I like your foodstuffs.
Well, that's good. Well, here, let me get you some more. You just sit down, I'll bring more. We'll bring more. Everyone, come on. Bring the samosas, bring the chutney, bring the pakoras, bring the sweet rice, bring the sandesh, bring the gulab jamuns. Come on, let's give him a huge plate. So actually, in this way, see, you can engage anyone in Krishna consciousness. You just have to have the intense desire to make everybody Krishna conscious. That's all. Krishna will give you the intelligence. Because he wants to save everyone. You can hear their prajalpa a little bit, it's okay. So you can hear enough of it so you can see how to change it. Lord Chaitanya used to hear prajalpa. Lord Chaitanya heard prajalpa also. You know that pastime of Gauranga? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was giving Mayavadi prajalpa. That's the worst, most poisonous prajalpa of all. Lord Chaitanya sat and heard Mayavadi prajalpa for many days. Sarvabhauma, you know, Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious in the Jagannath temple when he arrived in Puri. And they took him to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who took a liking to him as a young sannyasi. But he noted that this young sannyasi, he was singing and dancing with these Vaishnava fanatics. So he said, you need to... A sannyasi shouldn't sing and dance. This is sentimentalism, fanaticism. And sannyasi is meant to study Vedanta. You come to my school and I will teach you Vedanta philosophy. So Lord Chaitanya accepted his invitation. And he sat there for many days hearing Vedanta Sutra explained from the Mayavadi viewpoint. The other students, they would inquire, "Oh Guru Maharaj, what about this? What about that?" But Lord Chaitanya simply sat silently and didn't say a word day after day after day. And then Sarvabhauma said, "You're not asking any questions." Why are you not asking any questions? Lord Chaitanya said, the sutras of Vedanta Sutra are clear as the brilliant sun.
Господь Читания сказал, что эти сутры, Веданта сутры, они ясны как солнце.
But your explanations are like covering clouds.
Но ваши объяснения, они подобны тучам, которые заслоняют солнце.
Sarvabhauma was shocked. He had been insulted by one of his own students.
Он был оскорблен своим собственным учеником.
But he came to his senses and he surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. So for many days he heard this Mayavadi philosophy. And Srila Prabhupada told us when we preach, here is the method for preaching. First, ask them, what is your philosophy? And then defeat them. So, you can, if they want to just talk, Prajalpa, you can say, my dear sir, that's all right, but please tell me, what is your philosophy of life? And let them explain it in complete detail, their philosophy. And then you defeat him. This is what Prabhupada taught us to do. So you can hear, for the sake of preaching, we can hear so many things. Because our purpose, just like a doctor has to deal with disease. But he protects himself by becoming infected. So if you chant very good rounds every day, you rise early and you have Mangal Arti either at home or at the temple. You regularly read Prabhupada's books. Then you can deal with these contaminated things like prajalpa without being contaminated. And you can liberate these people from the hell in which they're living. Okay, one more question, then we'll call it a day. Any one last question? Not, well, all right, then we'll see you all tomorrow morning at 7:45 a.m. Bhagavatam class. And if you're really fired up, come for Mangal Arti at 4:30 a.m. And if not, tomorrow evening here again at
6:30 p.m.
And at the university program, what is the place and time?
University program is 4 o'clock, and that's Tallinn University for Technology.
So we thank you all very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Peace, grace, Imam Sankarshana Sadhikari Ki. Sort of.